This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Signs. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Signs. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some biking as we head back to Sydney and catch up with a returning guest, Campbell Hansen. Campbell, welcome back on.
Thanks, Brad. Nice to be here.
Campbell, last week we spoke about improving your swim, and one of the things that it blew my mind was the drag effect in the water, and just by fixing that, how much improvement you can get. You focused quite a bit in the build-up to Kona last year on getting your position on the bike a lot better, and you got some big gains just by getting more aero, changing crank lengths, and that's talk me through a little bit about what you did and why you did it.
I think it's something I hadn't really looked at too closely in the past. I've always been a big believer in, you know, you've just got to physically do the work and become a stronger, more powerful, fitter, faster athlete. And then I was sort of thinking, well, you know, probably need to start looking at a few of these finer details. And then you look at some of the numbers around it. You know, if you can gain 2 seconds per kilometer over 180Ks, that's a 6 minute gain. And that's going to be pretty hard to train for, and that's probably about 2 seconds a kilometre is probably at the upper end of what you're going to get when you collate all your little aerodynamic bits and pieces. And then talking to some of the bike fitters, you know, they talk about what some of the pros do in terms of optimizing things as much as they can. And So I rejigged my bike fit and basically with the idea of getting my upper body a little bit lower, and did that by dropping my seat and stretching myself out in the front end a little bit. I went to 165 mil cranks down from 1725s, and I'm 178 tall, and I'm pretty sure some of the much taller athletes, like Jan Frodeno as an example, I'm pretty sure he rides 165 mil cranks. So I think as a time trialist, you're looking to generate torque or accelerate like you are as a road cyclist. So once you're up and running, having shorter crank length will allow you to have less hip flexion at the top of the pedal stroke, which means you can get your back a little bit lower and flatter without impinging your hip. You're probably disturbing less air with your pedal stroke. So I think there's some data to show that your heart rate can be a little bit lower for the same power output. And aerodynamically, you're potentially disturbing a little bit less air with a smaller pedal stroke. So, look, I switched to those, and, you know, sometimes it's probably psychological, but I think it made a difference. The first few races, I felt like I rode better and ran better off the bike. Some of that's, I think it's also due to being further forward and a more open hip angle. And other things I looked at, I played around with oversized pulley wheels and, wax covered chain. Potentially that made a difference. Silicon tubes, they talk about up to a 12 watt gain on each wheel. With a latex tube. I'm not sure whether that's sort of a bit far-fetched, but, I think all of these things add up a little bit. Potentially that's led to having a good ride. And then I also did some really solid training sessions. I did a 10-week block middle of last year, culminating in a 60-minute all-out FTP test on the trainer, which is probably – I've only ever done it twice, and it's dreadful. It's it's probably the most painful session I've ever done. You know, it's literally pass out, vomit sort of stuff at the end of it. And every 2 weeks leading up to that, you know, I'd start off with a 20-minute and then maybe two 15s and then a 30 and then two 20s and then a 60-minute FTP test with some solid sessions during the week building up to that. So I think that sort of helped, you know, lift the threshold. And it obviously dropped off a little bit. I wasn't hitting those numbers by the time I got to Kona because, you know, the training changes and you're doing more, you know, endurance race pace type work or slightly above it. But yeah, I think a combination of optimizing the bike fit and the aerodynamics and then some just good, honest, hard, indoor training made the difference.
What's your favorite workout on the bike?
That's a good question, actually. I think leading into Kona, I did a couple of sessions which will be sort of 2 hours 45 to 3 hour sessions on the trainer where I'll ride, say, like a road course or a Kona course, and so I'll be sitting at, say, between 240 to 260 watts. So I'll ride it a little bit harder than my Ironman numbers, but I think, yeah, there might be 3 40-minute blocks in there at, say, 250 to 260 watts. And that sort of thing I enjoy, and I think it pays big dividends going into an Ironman.
Brilliant. Campbell, it's been amazing once again. I look forward to talking about your run, but we'll save that for next time, yeah.
All right. Cheers, Brad. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.